USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Russian President Vladimir Putin says a march on Moscow by a group of mercenary soldiers was criminal activity. Speaking through an interpreter, Putin said,
"The organizers of this rebellion cannot but understand that they will be brought to justice."
He addressed Russia on Monday, just days after the head of the Wagner group turned around his troops after reportedly agreeing to a deal.
Russia's deputy foreign minister flew to Beijing on Sunday for talks with his Chinese counterpart on what was called international issues. Statements afterwards said that China considered the attempt at mutiny was an internal matter for Russia and that Beijing approved of Moscow's actions in stabilizing the situation. Andrew Wood, Hong Kong.
In Washington, D.C., White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby noted the U.S. role in what happened.
The United States was not involved and would not get involved in these events, and that we view them as internal Russian matters.
The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal criminal case related to the handling of classified materials has set a pretrial hearing date. Court papers filed Monday show that Judge Eileen Cannon scheduled the hearing for July 14th in Fort Pierce, Florida, bringing internet to everyone, the goal of a program announced by the White House Monday.
President Biden has unveiled a plan to enhance internet connectivity nationwide.
Around 24 million Americans across this country, there's no high-speed internet. And for millions more, the internet connection is limited or unreliable.
The reasons for limited access include affordability constraints and residing in communities without fiber optic connections. The White House is allocating more than $40 billion for the internet expansion program. I'm John Schaefer.
Fox News announcing regular TV host Jesse Watters will be the one to fill Tucker Carlson's time slot at the network. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Honda is launching a major recall of SUVs and minivans because of a problem with rear-view cameras. The company says camera images may not display. The recall includes Passport SUVs from 2019 to 2023 and Pilot SUVs from 2019 to 2022. Odyssey minivans from 2018 to 2023 were also affected. Honda will begin notifying owners next month and dealers will fix the issue for free. The federal government is giving the final go-ahead to New York City's congestion pricing plan. Natalie Migliori reports.
The Federal Highway Administration claims the plan has no significant impact on the environment, leaving the MTA to figure out tolling rates and if there will be any discounts. That means drivers are one step closer to being charged to enter below Manhattan 60th Street, which could begin as soon as next spring. Congestion pricing is projected to bring in roughly $1 billion for the MTA every year. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
President Biden's approval rating is up.
A new Gallup poll puts the president's approval rating among Americans at 43%, up 4 points since last month. It's Biden's highest rating since last August, and the uptick is largely due to growing approval among independent voters. 54% of U.S. adults disapprove of Biden's job performance. I'm Brian Shook.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell?
Bring your story to life with audiobooks.
Great stories deserve great storytelling.
Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.